Channels only, blessed master. Are we channeling our love toward our focus on God, or and having Him go work through us, or what? So, I really like that song, and thank you, Ivan, for coming. And I'm looking forward to hear from you. And a couple of years there that we were neighbors, and never imagined that I'd be listening to you tonight. And I just want to thank you for that. The order of the service tonight yet is Brother Henry's going to be coming up, sharing a little devotional. And after he's done, then Jay will come up and introduce Ivan, and we'll and have everything, from there. Then after that, after Ivan's done, I'll close then. So, okay, thank you.
Well, good evening. Thanks for that song. I saw that this morning and I was like, should sing that song, but then you sang it tonight, so that'll work. I was asked for devotions, and if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Matthew 1. It's kind of, most people, once they read, get into Matthew, that's kind of the first book of the New Testament. And if everybody's kind of like me, you kind of bounce through it. You don't really read it. If you do read it, you kind of bounce through it pretty fast. It's just a bunch of names. And recently I was reading it for devotions, and I read through it, and there was a couple things that kind of stood out to me with all the names. And so Matthew 1, from 1 to 17. The book of generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob begat Judas and his brethren. And Judas begat Perez, Zerah of Tamar. And Perez begat Esrom. Esrom begat Aram. Aram begat Amminadab. Amminadab begat Nahson. Nahson begat Salmon. Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab. Boaz begat Obed of Ruth. Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king. And David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Urias. And Solomon begat Rehoboam. Rehoboam begat Abi. Abi begat Asa. Asa begat Josaphat. Josaphat begat Joram. Joram begat Uzziah. Uzziah begat Joatham. Joatham begat Ahaz. Ahaz begat Ezekias. Ezekias begat Manasseh. Manasseh begat Ammon. Ammon begat Joses. Joses begat Jeconias and his brethren about the time they were carried away into Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begat Salathiel. Salathiel begat Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begat Abiud. Abiud begat Eliakim. Eliakim begat Azor. Azor begat Zadok. Zadok begat Achim. Achim begat Eliud. Eliud begat Eleazar. Eleazar begat Mathan. Mathan begat Jacob. Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away of into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. To some, it sounds like a bunch of names. But every one of those names were important to the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. There's a few things. Here, one of them, Judas begat Perez and Zerah of Tamar. And she, I think she ended up as a prostitute out of that deal. And here's another one. Rahab. She was a prostitute in Jericho. And there's another one, Ruth. She had no Jewish descendants in her. But God still used every one of them. It didn't matter what their background was. God can still use them. God still used them just for the birth of Christ. If we feel we're not important, If there's any children here that feel they're not really of value to anything, just remember this. There's a whole string of names in here. You might be born out of wedlock, or you know, you might have a background that I'm ashamed of it. But God can still use you. It doesn't matter. And then there's a whole string of other names. Ozias. Who's Ozias? I don't know. I dare say most of you probably don't have a clue who that one was either. But everyone was still important. And if you look at a family tree, most times you think, you know, you're up here, and then you get your children and your grandchildren, you know, everything spreads out the other way. But I was looking at it, and I'm like, you know, that thing is actually pretty much turned the other way. The V goes out, and it comes down to one. I just looked up some stats. It says your parents had a 1 in 20,000 chance of ever meeting. 1 in 20,000. Does that make you feel any better? Here's a couple other things. If you don't think you're a miracle, there was a 1 in 400 trillion chance of you ever being born. 400 trillion. 1 in 400 trillion. That close, I was not. 1 in 400 trillion. So, I think we're all important. I think God can use us if we... So, we were talking about the family tree. You know, it's funneling down to one person, me or you. How many people were involved just so I can be born? So, it's me. I had two parents, mom and dad. I had four grandparents, two on my mom's side, two on my dad's side. I had eight great-grandparents, 64 four-great-grandparents. By the time you go to eight times great-grandparents, does anybody want to take a shot at how many people were involved? 1,024. 1,024 people were involved just so I can be born. There's a quote by Einstein. It says, there's only two ways to look at life. One, as if nothing is a miracle, or two, as if everything is a miracle. And I think that is very true. We can look at it as nothing is a miracle, or we can look at it as everything is a miracle. Once you start looking at some of those numbers, 1 in 400, 40 trillion, 400, I'm not even sure, I can't remember it myself, the chance of me being born, and there took 1,024 people just to make me, and there's a 1 in 20,000 chance of a parents ever meeting, is like, I think it's a miracle that each one is here, and God has a purpose for us. We might think we're just a name on the record, but we have no idea down the road what God has in store for children, grandchildren, somewhere in the generation, there might be somebody all at once pop up that is going to be, you know, Jesus had a lot of people that were just a name on the record for his generation. And it just marvels me on that fact that of all the different people, and a lot of them are just names, but they're still there. They were important. With that, let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we just thank you and praise you for the miracle that we are and the power that you work through us. Lord, we just marvel at your awe and wonder of everything that you do, Lord. Lord, we just pray especially that you would just be with us throughout the rest of this service. Just speak through Brother Ivan, Lord, and just help him that he can speak whatever you laid on his heart, Lord. Lord, we just pray all these favors and blessings in your name. Amen.
Too want to say good evening. It is good to be here. Pete called me and asked if I would introduce Ivan and maybe share a few things. And so this week I went down memory lane. I've shared quite a few times on things that happened back when I was working for Ivan and Carol. Shared many things that have shaped my life because of Ivan and Carol. So I'll try and do this without breaking down. But there was many memories, and as I was going through that this week, man, there was just a flood of emotion, and Ivan and Carol were more of a mom and dad than my parents. I started working for them when I was 13, year before I was out of school, and I was looking for somebody to help him on the farm there, and I started working for him there, and I shared many testimony already about the light that you were in my life, both of you, and so again tonight, I just want to say that you showed me who Jesus was without saying a word about Jesus. We very rarely talked about the Bible or biblical things, but you showed who Jesus was by your walk. And I want to thank you for that, and I want to bless you in that, and just want to encourage you to keep showing Jesus by your walk, both of you, and to your children. The other thing that you showed me was you showed me how to love by the way you talked and how you treated your wife. There was many mornings I biked up to, we were about a half a mile away from Ivan and Carol, and I always took the bike up there, and he would feed the heifers in the morning and then go eat breakfast, and I was supposed to be there at 9 o'clock in the morning. And there was many days when I was on the way up there and biking up that little hill, and Ivan and Carol walked out the door, and they almost always hugged and gave each other a kiss before they left for the day's work. That's something I never seen my mom and dad do. I never seen them hug, never seen them kiss. You showed me how to love. You showed me stability by how rooted and grounded you were in Christ and still are. You showed me how to always have a good attitude. I never seen you upset. There's been days where you probably had a bad day, but I don't remember ever seeing you get mad about something. There's a lot more memories that I could share about, tons more memories. I worked for Ivan from age 13 that summer until then I got out of school. Then I worked for him, I think, till I was 17. I worked for him. Then I went, got another job. And after that, we were together some, not as much in the past years. We haven't really been back and forth as much, and it's just, I just appreciate the person that you were and the light that you were to me. And maybe some of the funner times we had, I remember we were out, so we'll back up a little bit. They didn't have children when I worked for them, so Carol was always out there helping on the farm, and she was always out doing whatever needed to be done. And there was one day when I was texting a special young lady in my life, and we were vaccinating heifers that day, and Carol was like, "Who are you texting?" Like, she always had eagle eyes. Like, she would always, like, you would never get anything past her. And she did not stop prying until she knew who I was texting. That was Ruth Ann. Like, that's something that I remember. Another highlight when I was working for you is there was days when you invited me for lunch, and that was always a highlight of my day when you guys would invite me for lunch. And I remember I remember one day, I can't remember exactly what the occasion was, and there was a certain bar that you got me to eat, and she remembered I didn't like zucchini, but she got me to eat zucchini bars, and man, she thought that was the best thing she ever done. Just thought I had to think about that. The last thing I want to share is when we left the Amish church, I don't even remember how you gave it to me or to Ruth Ann. Did you send it? I'm not even sure, but I still have a paper where you wrote down a whole bunch of Bible verses and just a word of encouragement on the bottom. And you know, I still have that in my Bible, and I'll have it forever until it tears and goes to nothing. But there's days when I get discouraged and just down and out. And when that happens, I get that paper and I just go down and read those Bible verses that you gave. And you know, there's never a time where I'm done reading that I don't feel better. And I always feel cared for after I do that. So that's all that I have. I am super excited to have you here to share. I've always tremendously enjoyed your company and your thoughts. That's all that I have. So I'll turn the time over to you.